Hello and welcome to Akkerboom Archive Anecdotes, taking you inside more than 165 years of Dutch shipbuilding heritage. Hosted by four-generation family members Henk and Aad Akkerboom, the podcast brings forgotten stories, hidden treasures, and remarkable anecdotes from the archives of Akkerboom Yacht Equipment to life. In this first episode, Henk and Aad share the experience of rediscovering the family archives. They reflect on the importance of archiving for a family business like Akkerboom, and on growing up surrounded by craftsmanship and tradition, showing how history continues to shape the present.
My name is Henk Akkerboom. I was born in 1954. I'm a maybe fifth generation shipbuilder in this family company. After my secondary school, I visited the school for shipbuilding in the Netherlands in Haarlem. The same my father did. At the age of 25, I started working with the company Akkerboom, and I worked there until my 67th birthday. And the last 8 years, I worked for our parent company, De Vries Scheepsbouw in Aalsmeer, as a cost calculation officer.
My name is Aad Akkerboom. I was born in 58. And I started working for Akkerboom in 1993 as controller. And I did this for about 25 years. And the last 5 years, I worked as head of facilities. Yes, 2 years ago, I stopped working for Akkerboom. I was 65 years old. And that was the moment that, together with brother Henk, we decided to explore our archives.
Yeah, and to organize it.
And then
To see what was there.
And we made a catalog of that.
Okay, and then, of course, Mervin, the director of the company, asked us to make a selection of certain items with the intention to put them on show or demonstration in the restored school, to be used as a canteen and teaching class.
Yes.
For me, it was a going back in the past. First of all, in a lot of the documents that we found, I came across the signature of our father, Cor Akkerboom, who was the director of the company from, I think, 1953 till 1986. And that was fun to see his signature and his notes everywhere. And also, well, we found a lot of things, but of course pictures, but also documents, amongst which documents dealing with the period of the selling of the company to De Vries. And after that was done, a document by Henk De Vries, where he made a sort of a...
An audit, yes.
An audit of Akkerboom shipyard at that time. Yeah. The strengths and the weakness and all that kind of stuff. And I promised Henk De Vries the other day to hand over a copy of that document to him again.
Yes, it was nice to see all the special things our father bought for merchandising. It were little books, lighters, temperatures, meters, all that kind of thing.
Pencils.
That
knives.
And
goodies.
I think it was Henk's thing to keep one of them stored. So we have them all together.
I remember ties. That there are also ties.
Ties, many ties, yes.
Cravat. In the archives, we also had a lot of pictures of the ships or the yachts built in the past by our grandfather when the yard was still in Boskoop. That's from the period of 1885 till 1928. And we are still trying to figure out where these ships still are. Some of them are still around. That's not easy, but we are collecting all the details of these ships as much as possible.
Yeah. I think what we found as well was the way they worked in Boskoop. With our grandfather, who was the only one of the family left, his brothers and sisters died at a young age. So he was at 18. He had to take over the yard because his father became invalid. And we see pictures of all the personnel sitting on the ship, all with their own tools.
Just their own tools. Yeah.
And maybe he was sitting down in the photo, under in the photo. We're not sure.
I think the father of our grandfather.
Yeah, that was the father.
The disabled person.
Yeah.
So our grandfather is among one of them in the group.
Yeah.
It's nice to see all the historic tools, but also the historic yard installations, not heated and covered sheds, but just a roof against rain and snow.
Yeah.
Open structure, as you could say.
Yeah.
We see wooden boats, and we see the first, not steel, but iron riveted boats being built. And a nice thing to notice is that when he started building larger yachts, a few of them were intended or ordered by what we call the Rotterdamse havenbaronnen. Vincke is a big shipping company in that time, and Beuningen, nowadays known from the Boijmans van Beuningen Museum. And for some of them, he built even two boats, a larger one being the second one. So our grandfather was a well-known shipbuilder in those days, and they tried to carry on and to improve, but there were so many yards in those days, and they all knew each other very well, and they would know what the other ones were doing. And so they all tried to put their own signature on the boats they were building, be it by a logo or by a special design feature. Yes, they were proud. Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, and I think they tried to make the ships as they wanted it, and the customer had to follow if possible. That when they worked for the government, making ships, that gave some problems sometimes.
Yeah. They were instructed to make it in a certain way. And sometimes that wouldn't be in line with their thoughts about it.
Yeah.
True. How is it to be a member of a family in shipbuilding and that for generations? Well, in our case, my brother Art, and my case, it was is in this way special that our house was on the yard, on the shipyard. So more than our cousins, their fathers lived in other places, a little bit further away from the yard. They didn't notice always what was going on the yard. We did. We were there all the time.
Yes.
And it is nowadays, you can't imagine children more or less playing at the yard where the workers were doing their job. It would be forbidden now for safety reasons, etc. But yeah, we lived in the house on the yard, and when it was time for dinner, our mother sent one of us to our father to collect him.
Yes, and it was
no phone.
It was coming home from school, change the clothes for an overall before playing on the yard, because the clothes wouldn't live long. Working there.
Yeah,
also playing there.
Yeah. I remember we had this old-fashioned launching device for boats, which not on lorries, but on a gutter. The boat was lowered onto it, but before that was done, it was filled with grease. And one day, one of our cousins was coming to the yard, and he was climbing over the gutter. He was climbing over that gutter, which was filled with grease. So he was launched into the water. That was fun. The in that period, our father worked with his three brothers on the yard. So it was Akerboom Bros. The eldest brother had died in 1955. So originally there were five brothers. But people worked in that time. I mean, at the end of the 50s, early 60s, even on the Saturday till 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And after that, I remember that my father, every Saturday after that time, my father and the brothers gathered at our house and had a drink together.
Yes.
And business was discussed amongst us. We were there.
Till the 80s, they did that.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. Every Saturday. Uh-huh. And every Saturday, it was the same, especially in the 70s.
Uh-huh.
They talked about everything, but it ended talking about the war. That's what happened.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Their war experience.
Yeah.
All right. Well, my father, the uncles, I think the eldest one was from 1917.
2017.
Yeah. So he was about 25 when the war started. And our father was just at the secondary school then.
Precisely.
Okay, yeah. So it was an impressive time for them. So from 20 to 25. Yeah. Okay, so, I didn't know that. Although we are not ready with with our work in the archives, sometimes it was simply hard work to organize everything in the right order. But most of the time it was fun to see the memories. It brings back memories and a lot of things that we had forgotten ourselves already, which in our opinion shows why it is important to mention it and to mark it so that
and preserve it.
Yeah. That's it.
But what we did as well was reorganize all the administration about building numbers.
Yeah,
putting them together, which if we wouldn't have done that, employees wouldn't have found information of the ships that were made in the past. So now everything is combined at a building number.
Yeah.
And it was great fun to do.
So,
yeah,
absolutely.
Thank you very much for listening. For more information, visit our website, ayeholland.nl/archive.